So with today being the centenary of Armistice Day, or Remembrance Day as we now know it, there are lots of events and commemorations around the country and around the world, in fact, to mark 100 years to the day when the guns fell silent on the Western Front. This morning, though, we're taking you to the city of Orange in central west New South Wales, where a very special event is about to get underway. Residents are gathering at the Old Town Hall to recreate an iconic photograph. It was taken back in November 1918, showing thousands of people in front of the town hall as news came through of the signing of the armistice and the end of the First World War. If you want to have a look at that photo, you can find it on the Sunday Extra website. Shortly, the city's Mayor Reg Kidd will lead a reenactment of the festivities of that day, and he joins us now. Hello, Reg.
Morning, how are you?
I wish I was in Orange.
Oh, look, it's just a beautiful day, and it was back 100 years ago a beautiful day. And look, everyone's turning up in period dress. I didn't realise there was people could get hold of it. And look, there's bowler hats. The women look superb in their white dresses, white blouse. Everyone's got a hat on. And the building, they've just done an incredible job with the flags, the bunting. And look, it looks exactly like that photo 100 years ago.
What a wonderful thing to do. Have you got some of the old cars turning up as well?
Well, yeah, they're still arriving. We've got about, we'll end up with about 20 cars and all pre-1918, and they look terrific. They're parked out the front. We're going to have people who've got the road closed off when we take the actual photo. We know the position where the photo was taken. We've got the brass band. And look, I think the thing that'll really tickle the fancy of your listeners, when we do the sort of the main part of it, the speeches will be exactly the same. I will be doing what the mayor said in 1918. The town clerk will be doing, there will be four ministers that will do the service part exactly what they said in 1918. We'll be singing God Save the King, of course. We had a king at that side. The main flag up on top of the building is the red ensign. That's what we fought under, the red ensign, not the Australian flag as we know it now. And look, the meticulous work that everybody's gone to make sure that this is exactly what it was 100 years ago.
Oh, I think it's a lovely idea. Now, I should just describe the photo for our listeners. So there's a traffic jam of cars, horses, buggies, literally thousands of people surrounding this beautiful old building. And like you said, Reg, almost everyone is wearing a hat, lots of umbrellas against the sun. And above them on the town hall balcony, of course, that's packed with more people. And of course, the Union Jack is taking pride of place in the centre, draped down the front of the building.
And yeah, look, just superb.
And now, Reg, where have you all found these costumes?
Well, my wife sort of hinted to me that I didn't have to go and find mine. I thought it was a bit rude. But no, look, we have that.
You've kept up with fashion, Reg, have you?
I've kept up with fashion. Look, three main places. The theatre. We have a great theatre company in Orange, and they have a great wardrobe, you know, for the various productions they've been putting on over the years. And, of course, St. Vincent de Paul and the Salvation Army. And people found bowler hats, a whole range of things, and I was lucky I found a vest and all the gear that I need I've got, so fantastic.
Now, Reg, are there some families in the district who would have had ancestors in that 1918 photo?
Most definitely. Look, I'll say the mayor at the time was one W.T. Buffler, and the Buffler family are still in the district. In fact, one of my very good friends would be related back to that mayor at that time. And so, yeah, a lot of old families, McNeely's, and a number of others that were here. So, yeah, we've been over, and our librarians here in Orange, over the 4 or 5, 6 years that we've been going, have done a terrific job in researching the history. We know now the amount of women that went from this district, and some of them paid their own way to be nurses on the Western Front and in France. We've had the National Memorial in Canberra contact us. They only knew of 4 Aboriginals from this district. We've come up with research 9, and so we're sending them down that information to get our records more up to date. So it's been a great exercise.
Reg, do you know how many men and women Orange lost as a result of the war?
Oh, look, there were several hundred when you look at it. It's quite interesting. That's counting both people that lost their lives over there in that four horrific years, but others that died soon after returning, you know, from various things, you know, gas poisonings and so forth. And we do forget suicides and all sorts of things that happened on their return, you know.
Of course, yeah. All right. Look, Reg, I wish you a wonderful day there in Orange. Like I say, I wish I was there myself, but I'm with you in spirit.
Oh, fantastic. And look, to everyone, they'll be doing it right across Australia. And look, it's not glorifying war in any shape or form.
Make sure you send us a copy of that photo too, by the way.
I certainly will. I'm looking forward to that.
We'll put it up on our website. Reg Kidd, thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. Bye-bye.
Reg is the Mayor of Orange in the central west of New South Wales.